when viral used to be a bad thing. When you talk about viruses and you'd be thinking about something like this, this is the rhinovirus or the common cold. Interesting look on the doctor's face. Is that wrong? She doesn't know. Okay, that's fine. It was that moment of panic of, you know, right out the door, I've got it right. No. The rhinovirus, and you know, if something was viral, it was horrible, and it would make you sick and awful. And then we started to use the term, we talk about computer viruses. Isn't there a nice, cute little computer virus there? In spite of the fact that technically most of the things we call computer viruses are worms or trojans, we started using this terminology of computer viruses, these things that would mess up your computer, your network, ultimately your phone, your life. Viral was a very, very bad thing. And then about 7-8 years ago, it suddenly meant something completely different. It suddenly meant that something was wonderful and great and people couldn't stop talking about it. Whether it was videos of what happens when you put certain sweets into certain soft drinks like this. This apparently is what happens when you put a Mento into a Diet Coke. And videos like this would, you know, be posted on YouTube and, you know, sent from person to person, and suddenly viral meant this amazing thing that was great. You know, companies couldn't wait for their latest video to go viral because suddenly everyone would want to have a look at it. And it would often, you know, you'd end up with something like this, he said, hopefully. I have no idea what that has to do with Volkswagen. Not a clue. But what I do know is that when they posted that on YouTube, millions of people looked at it, because one person would look at it and they'd tell their friends, and their friends would tell their friends, and their friends would tell their friends, and so on and so on and so on. And it went viral. And all sorts of people ended up looking at it. This week when I was preparing my sermon, I asked people who follow me on Twitter for their suggestions of their favorite viral videos from the last 10 years. And that was one of the ones that was suggested. Loads and loads of videos were suggested because these viral videos are exciting. We love it when something goes viral now. And the same sort of thing happened to the church in that place that we read about in the Bible earlier. Thessalonica. The faith of the people of Jesus in Thessalonica went viral. To the extent, Paul says, that people were telling him about what happened when he went there. People would be coming up to him and saying, "We've heard about those Thessalonians." People from all over Greece. This is a map of Greece. There's Thessaloniki, as it's now called. That is Macedonia, the region at the north of Greece that Paul mentions in his reading, and Achaia is the region of the in the south of Greece there. So what Paul is saying is that all over this entire region, two Roman provinces, people have heard about the faith of the people in Thessalonica. Their faith went viral. And that's the way it's supposed to happen. That's what is supposed to happen when we're people who live lives characterized by faith. Paul and Silas went to Thessalonica, and they went to the synagogue. We read it in Acts chapter 17. And they started telling people about Jesus. And some people came to believe in him. And those people told their friends about him. And they lived a life that was shaped by him. And their friends told other people. And those people who lived around them, who didn't become believers, but saw the way they lived, told other people. And they told other people. And they told other people. And so on, and so on. And in an age when you didn't really even move outside of your own town, two entire provinces heard about these guys. Their faith went viral. That's the way it's supposed to work. What is viral faith like? The viral faith that the Thessalonians believed was this. It was the Jewish story. The story that begins with Abraham. The story that encompasses Moses. The story that sees King David and King Solomon. All this story is the story that Paul told the people in Thessalonica. We have to understand from our reading that we heard that most of the Thessalonian Christians were Gentiles, were not Jews. That's really rare, actually. Most of the early churches were predominantly Jewish. But he says, you turn from idols to follow the living God. You left behind these other gods so that you could follow the real thing. Back to that bottle of Coke earlier. You turned away from things that were no good to follow the only one who is good. But it wasn't just the Jewish story. He didn't just get them to sit around at Passover and tell the stories and ask the questions and share the meal. It was the Jewish story that finds its culmination and completion in Jesus. He told them when he went that there was a new king. The Jews in Thessalonica objected because these guys came saying, there's a new king and his name's Jesus. And he's the one in whom all the promises that the true and living God has made are fulfilled. He's the one most radically and dangerously that God has raised from the dead. This is what the faith that the Thessalonians had was characterized by, and it went viral. They turned from mere idols. They turned from the great pantheon of the gods that the Greco-Roman world believed in, to the extent that they would erect altars to an unknown god just to be on the safe side, and turned to the one and only God. The God who revealed himself to Abraham in the desert. The one who came to Moses and said, help my people be free. The one who said that David was a man after his own heart. Who gave Solomon wisdom so great that people came from nations upon nations to come and hear him speak. The God who had promised that he would deliver his people from exile. And who had done it all in the person of Jesus. This is the viral faith that the Thessalonians had. Because when they started living this way, based on the resurrection of Jesus, when they started living in a way that said that there is more after death, when they started living in a way that said that all these things that afflict us and ail us are defeated, when they started living in a way that said God cares, it changed them. It changed them radically, and it changed them from the inside out. They became different people because the resurrection of Jesus brought them hope. The resurrection of Jesus brought them hope. Let's look. If you've got the Bible open in front of you, have a look. If you haven't, don't worry. Don't go picking it up and thumbing through now unless you can do it really quickly. But he commends the Thessalonians in verse 3 for this. He says, "We remember your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in Jesus Christ." Faith, hope, and love. A theme that Paul would also pick up when he was writing to the Corinthians. Three key things that he sees as being at the heart of the Christian life, at the heart of this viral faith that people would start talking about left, right, and center. Faith, hope, and love. We have a hope. We have a hope, as the hymn says, that is steadfast and certain. As we say in the funeral service, we commit our brothers and sisters to God's keeping in sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life. And hope does not disappoint. Because this isn't like hoping for the right present on Christmas Day or your birthday. Happy birthday, darling. Sorry if it's not what you were hoping for. Better to get that out of the way. You know, with witnesses. It's okay. It's not that sort of hope. It's a hope that is steadfast and certain, sure and certain, guaranteed. We have a hope that one day Jesus will return and put all things right. We have a hope that one day Jesus will make all things new. We have a hope that the new life that has been birthed in us when we started following Jesus will one day come to fulfillment. We have a hope, and it gives us hope. It gave the Thessalonians church hope for today and tomorrow, and it gives us hope for today and tomorrow. As we'll discover over the next month or so as we spend time with this letter, things were not plain sailing for the church in Thessalonica. Things were not always plain sailing for them. They were in difficulty. Those around them were persecuting them. But in the midst of all that, Paul says that they had endurance because of hope. Because of the hope that they had in Jesus. That is viral faith. Because even those who were persecuting them would have observed that they never lost hope. Even those who were persecuting them would have observed that they didn't give up. They persevered. They endured by the power of God's Spirit and the hope that they had. Working out what this looks like and how it works out is the main subject of Paul's letter. And so it's the main subject of our series over the next month or so. What does this viral faith look like on the ground? What's it really like? How does it affect you? How does it affect those around you? The Thessalonians were already seeing the effects before Paul wrote to them to tell them what it looked like. This opening chapter of the letter, Paul is effusive, isn't he, in how wonderful he thinks the church in Thessalonica is. They were already seeing the effects, even though Paul and Silas had only been with them for maybe a couple of weeks before they'd been hounded out of town. There was a riot when Paul was there. A Church of England bishop, I forget which one, it might have been Tom Wright, it might have been one of, but a Church of England bishop said, "Wherever Paul went, there was a riot. Wherever I go, they serve tea." There was a riot when Paul was in Thessalonica, and they hounded him out of town. But even in the short time that he was there, he says that the church there observed the way he and Silas lived. They saw that this was not just an intellectual acceptance of a different God, but they saw the way it affected life, and they lived it out. The Thessalonians were seeing the effects of viral faith in their lives, and so are we. We're starting to see the effects of viral faith in our lives. Each and every one of us who follows Jesus sees the effects of viral faith in our lives, because we're not the same as we were yesterday. But what if, like the Thessalonians, our faith truly went viral? What if people were coming up to the Bishop of St. Albans and saying, "I've heard about those guys at St. Francis, the way they live with each other, love each other, serve their community. What if our faith went viral? Can you imagine the difference to our community? Can you imagine the transformation of our area, our town? Can you imagine the lives that would be changed? I can. And that's what happens when I think about it. Would you please stand? What if our faith went viral like the Thessalonians' faith did? What if? We're going to pray and we're going to ask God to grow in us that faith that has an impact on those around us. We're going to ask God by the power of His Spirit to grow that in us. If you're here this morning and you've not started the journey towards this sort of faith, if you've never said to Jesus that you want to follow Him, then this is a good time to start. Everyone's going to have their eyes closed and no one's going to see, apart from me. And that's just so that I can pray for you. While everyone's got their eyes closed, if you would like to say to Jesus that you would like to follow Him, that you would like to have a faith in the one who's been raised from the dead, then I just invite you to put a hand in the air as a way of saying yes to that invitation. Thank you. I'm going to pray it line by line, and if you put your hand in the air, then just in the quietness of your mind and your heart, just echo what I pray to God. If you didn't put your hand in the air but you wish you had, you can do it anyway. And for the rest of us, we can use this prayer as a way of recommitting ourselves to this sort of viral faith. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you died and rose again so I can know God. Thank you that you invite me to be part of your people. I choose today to follow you. Please help me to have this sort of faith. Help me to live a life of faith, hope, and love. Amen. And so let prayer for all of us as we stand before God. And we pray, come Holy Spirit. Increase the measure of your presence in this room. And grow in us, we pray, the same sort of faith that the Thessalonian Christians had, as we wait on you now. Spirit's just starting to rest on some people now, so just as we wait, we're just praying, let's ask more of you, Lord, more of you. invite the band to come forward as